This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All righty, thank you, Lucius. We're reacting to the Cowboys here with you. Mike McCarthy's press conference coming up at 3:45. That's the normal time for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus. He has a full film report prepared. So we'll get that, you know, around the McCarthy presser and through the 4 o'clock segment as well. So from about 3:45 to 4:15, 4:20 or so, you're going to get some really compact and condensed hardcore Cowboy reaction from both Mike and Broaddus. Okay, you're running it very well now. Cooper Rush was terrible and, you know, maybe getting worse. I thought he was getting better, but, you know, I think all he's really doing is avoiding throwing interceptions, and that's speeding him up because he's trying to get the ball out and he's missing lots of stuff. And then the accuracy started to take a big hit last night. I don't know. Maybe at 8 losses, you know, this won't click in the coaching staff's mind, but at 9, it would. I would just like to see Trey Lance. I think your best chances of avoiding a 9th loss are running it with Rico Dowdle and running it with Trey Lance. I don't think it's in the passing game at all right now, Brian. And whatever passing game you can get, I don't think Trey's going to throw it any worse than Cooper Rush did last night.
Yeah, I think the fact that you're eliminated really out of the playoffs, well, I mean, they still talk, what, like 1% or 0.2%. I don't even know what it is, but as far as I'm concerned, you're eliminated. So now just, you know, take an opportunity, and you're absolutely right. You're playing with an offensive line that, you know, is got some young players that are getting experience in it. Running the ball will probably help them. Rico Dowdle is, if you look at the last, you know, 3 games, I think he's the second leading rusher in the National Football League, you know, and I think that says a lot for where Dallas, for where they once were when it came to running the football.
Trey, I think he's getting better too.
I think he is too.
I think
too.
He absolutely is.
I think
the vision.
He absolutely is. And he looks like he's not beat up yet or anything like that. So these last 3 games, the Carolina game is going to be tough just because Carolina's still trying to win games. You know, they're trying, and so it's going to be a tough matchup for you. But then you play Tampa, Philly, you know, Commanders, all those teams are playing for some type of playoff to win a division, seeding, wherever you want to do. I mean, those games are going to be tough. So, yeah, I mean, to me, I throw a wrinkle at him.
Plus, we need to, like, look at him as a potential backup quarterback.
I agree on that, too.
Yes, you know, it's right now a wasted 4th. And then we asked, you know, Steven about that a few weeks ago. If he doesn't play a snap, do you think that you got the return on that 4th-round pick? He said yes. Now, the justification was, well, we didn't know what was going to happen with Dak. To me, that's like a root issue with this organization. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if they know what the plan is. They're giving away 4th-round picks like it's Oprah on a Christmas holiday special here, and yet their team-building philosophy is draft, right? That's how we're going to build this thing. We are going to draft and develop. Well, they've hit on some 4th-round picks in the past. Dorrance Armstrong was a guy that had 4 good years for you here. You got production from him. That was a 4th-rounder, was it not? Now you got Jonathan Mingo, got 11 targets, 2 catches, 10 yards. Trey Lance, they're never going to play him. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm with you. I think you need to at least see what you got. I don't think he's going to be good. I think they know he's not good. And that's why they really aren't going to play him. They know what they have in him. And he threw 5 interceptions in a preseason game. I don't think Trey Lance is an NFL quarterback. But still, at least put him out there and let's see. Maybe he outperforms any of our expectations, even their expectations. You know what you have in Cooper Rush. You got to get a backup quarterback for next year. You know you don't have to worry about the league poaching away Cooper Rush. He was a free agent. The Raiders were the only team that showed interest. He came right back. Maybe Lance is a guy that you look at as a backup quarterback
for you. Could they not be playing Lance and thinking that if he doesn't play, nobody knows if he's good or bad, and he'll automatically come back to you? Because nobody will make the effort. By not showcasing him at all, say he does play very well these last four games, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, teams might be interested in this guy. And then you would get the compensatory out of that.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Like,
But to me, they might be looking at it like, if we don't play him at all, we could get him on the cheap as a guy to come back.
They could also be looking at it like, if we don't play him, then the league won't know how bad he is, and maybe they give him $8 million or something, you know, and then it's a significant compensatory.
Yeah, that's possible.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Possible too.
You know, there's a couple of different ways to play it. I would just think right now, there's no doubt in my mind that our best offensive opportunity is just to run it and run it some more and zig while the rest of the league is
agitated. I agree on that too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more with Wolchuk on, like, I think he's going to just show that he can't really play. But I mean, Cooper Rush's next gen chart was hilarious last night because it was everything was to the right of the field. He had one completion to the left side of the hash.
Yeah.
And then the rest were a few completions in the middle, and then everything was just completed to the right.
But I think your guys' thoughts on Rush are remembering him as a guy that was trying to figure out the offense playing in the passing game in the preseason.
Yes, on Lance, my bad.
Yeah. So if you build the offense differently and say, we're only going to pass when we get open looks and we're going to scheme opportunities for you, and, you know, if it's not wide open, run the ball. You know, I think that's your best pass to victory.
I mean, that would be like, hey, you've got a competent head coach and play caller like they do in Green Bay with Matt LaFleur. I've got Malik Willis here for a few games. Let's go ahead and just change this offense. And this is a quarterback that he's going to run around. Why should we have any faith in this coaching staff right now to be able to do that with Mike McCarthy? He doesn't want to change how he's calling the game plan with Cooper Rush. And you got a Rico Dowdle who's having the best game of his entire career running for 130 yards. But let's not run the damn football. So I agree with what you're saying. Hmm. I just don't think I have any faith in them to be able to execute that plan.
All right, I have a few more questions on the running back situation for you, though. But I guess we got some news on Overshown there at the break, right? I should have let out with that. No meniscus damage, no nerve damage.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you have Jordan Schultz tweeting that out just a few minutes ago. No meniscus damage, and He said the articular surface looks good, whatever that means. And in other words, no nerve damage. The most ideal situation, he says, would be that Overshown begins the 2025 season on the PUP list, 9 to 10 month rehab with the hope of being activated midseason.
I'll take it.
That would be the biggest win ever.
Yeah,
based absolutely. On the news that we got today.
I would assume that he misses next season. I was looking like Navarro Bowman with San Francisco had the same injury. It was the 2014 NFC Championship game. So granted, that's like the difference of maybe four to six weeks.
Yeah.
But he missed the whole next season, then came back and was still a very good player the following year. But hey, who knows? Maybe Overshown's a freak alien. He does get back from midseason. That'd be a dream.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he's going to put in all the work. He did a great job recovering from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's tough to imagine right now that he has a long and great career. So hopefully when he does come back, you're prepared to make the absolute most of it in a short period of time. You know, that's the way I would approach it anyway. And, you know, some of the plays that he was making last night, the way he was flying around, I feel like he is breaking into stardom.
Hmm.
Is that too much to say about the guy?
No, that's 100%.
Yeah, he really was starting to figure things out as far as how to be a pass rusher, you know, how to be an off-ball linebacker.
Playing in coverage,
tackling in space, all these things that you kind of were like, wow, okay, look at him. You know, look at all these things that he missed, you know, when he was out. And man, he hit the ground running and literally just, I mean, they started using him as a blitzer. He was getting pressures. You know, there was so many things that you could use him for. And I think it's so unfortunate that this season has now come to an end because he was really starting to peak with his ability to make plays.
Any change to your guys' thoughts on Dowdle in the draft? Do you want him as a starter next year?
I think as a complimentary piece, absolutely. I think so. I mean, maybe it does
take a little pressure off of bell cow.
I think so. If you know you don't have a fourth round pick, maybe you get a fourth round pick back some way, hook or crook. We're looking at this draft right now. I know I've looked at the Gente Johnson from Iowa, our North Carolina.
Judkins at Ohio State, really good Hampton in North Carolina.
They've got some names, so maybe instead of looking at maybe as a first round guy or second round guy, you're kind of more into the third. And if you could find a way to get that fourth back, maybe that's the area you might want to grab a guy.
I'm totally open to Rico as a starter.
Absolutely.
I still would draft a guy, though.
I think you need
some help there.
A little more speed.
Yeah.
Home run guy, maybe catch it out of the backfield type dude.
Yep.
Okay, what's next, Zach?
All right, so NFL news of the day, the city of not-so-brotherly love, a Panthers first, and Debo gets hit by the community notes. That's next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.